everybody, and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Season 6, Episode 37, Episode number 262. We're getting up there. How's it going?
Sure are. And I think a happy birthday's in order.
Yes.
Happy birthday is in order.
Happy birthday, Eden!
Happy first birthday. What a day it's been. Guys, I'm exhausted.
Oh my goodness. You have to tell us about your day, about her party this weekend. I'm so excited to hear all about it.
Oh my gosh, it's been such an eventful couple of days. I'm like spinning.
Yeah,
not a lot of sleep, but a lot of family and a lot of fun and a lot of people and friends that we haven't seen in a pandemic. So a baby's first birthday is a great way to like get the band back together, as it were. So that was we did a little thing in Prospect Park this weekend, and that was really fun. And we had friends coming from outside of the city and other boroughs of the city, and my brother and his fiance came and stayed with us. So like that was really great, because you know they're getting married in a couple weeks, and you know their time is very precious, and the fact that like we got a little time with them like all to ourselves was like really, really great. And then the actual birthday was today as of recording. I did like my first mom thing of like staying up really late last night baking cupcakes for the class, because I spent a lot of money on like fancy cupcakes for this weekend's party. And I was like, hell no, I'm doing that again. I will make these. And there's like a kid with an egg allergy in the class. And I was like, I don't even know how to even begin to buy cupcakes that don't have eggs in them. So I will just make them. So that was fun. And so, yeah, they had a little party at daycare.
That's awesome.
It's like, cause we go to kind of a smaller daycare. So, they sort of, we love it there, but like the sort of downside of that is that they don't
do that for you.
We don't get like pictures and videos all that often, because it's just, it's a smaller staff. There's less kids. They just, you know, they're too busy like caring for our child to like be taking pictures of them all the time. But parties, they like take the videos and they do the whole thing for parties.
Aww,
so it's like all
that.
The parents are very excited when a kid has a birthday, because we all get to see videos of our kid.
Oh, that's great. We're not allowed do that. So I'm so jealous.
Yeah. So it was super fun. And I don't know if they do this for like every kid, because I think they probably only post parents where like your kid is like in the video somewhere. But like, I don't know if it's when it's their birthday, they like stand in front of the table just themselves at first while everybody sings. And then they do one where like all the kids are standing around. But like homegirl was standing there by herself unattended in front of a plate of cupcakes, and she's like touching everyone and like licking her
fingers. My God.
It was amazing.
She's had this taste of sugar now.
I'm like, I'm glad I made Etra, because homegirl gonna lick every single one if someone doesn't get in there and intervene.
Yeah, glad it's on video that every other parent knows.
Yeah, but it was like just to her. So I was like, I don't know. Did all the parents see that, or was that one just for us? I don't know. Like, I've never seen a video like this with just someone else, you know, the birthday kid standing in front of the table. It's always like a bunch of them, and they kind of pan around, and there's always like, you know, Eden's usually off in the corner with one sock off, like, I don't know, doing something. Like, there's always that one, you know, the kids are just kind of wandering around like free range babies. But
oh my God.
It was really sweet. And they had like some videos of them like then eating the cupcakes later. And it was, they do like a dance. They like have a little dance party. They like bring out the parachute. And
oh yeah. The parachute. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It's very cute. And then we picked her up a little early so that we could like spend a little extra time with her. So it was like, I was like rushing through my work day so we could go, and it was beautiful here. So we like took her to the swings for a bit. She loved that. But like, she was also like super tired. So she was like in the swings and like smiling and falling asleep at the same time. It was like very funny. But then she like got a second wind, and then she like got upset when we like went to take her out of the swings, and we like, it was dinner time, and we got to, you know, we FaceTime with a few family that were kind of around, and yeah, it was a big day. We're all very tired.
I bet.
You know, she didn't sleep well last night, I think maybe because of the excitement of it all. Or maybe she's teething. She was also drooling like a crazy person.
Oh, my God. So, yeah.
It was, it's been an eventful couple of days, and I'm pooped.
I bet.
Pooped.
I bet.
I bet. I'm tired for you.
Speaking of poop. Yeah. Gabby just showed you her butt.
Yeah, she did.
She's like, oh, yeah. And the cat also at the same time went, has been at the vet several times over
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we got a it's poor. So in addition to now having the bracelet of his paw shaved from when he had his teeth removed, he now also has his belly shaved because he had to go have an ultrasound.
Oh, honey. He could have just come and stayed with Gabby. She would have shaved him. Like she does to herself.
She's like, I got this. Come here. But yeah, so now he also has a shaved belly.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, no.
He's fine.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, he's not fine. Obviously, we had to give him an ultrasound, so like something was the matter.
Yeah.
But it's not cancer, which is great.
That's good. That is good news.
But he has kind of what it sounds to me like the kitty version of like irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh,
so yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, so we have to change up his food, and we have to give him some meds to, like, kill the inflammation in his tummy.
Buddy. Does he vomit?
He does. But he's also been, because he used to get crystals all the time, so he's been on, like, food to, like, decrease the chance of crystals for, like, years. And you're, like, you know, like, they're not supposed to be on that for long periods of time. But anytime we took him off it, he would get crystals again. So we just made the decision a long time ago just to do it. But apparently, according to our vet, like, cats are very sensitive to chemicals and food. And so we have to kind of change up his food for something that doesn't have as much aggravators and see if that helps, and then, you know, we take the medication to like help calm it down, and then hopefully just the change of food will solve the problem, because apparently like inflammation in the gut can cause all sorts of crazy health issues for cats. Like
it does that for people, so that makes sense.
Yeah, but like, you know, the lymph nodes then become like, that's where the cancer can kind of come from, that like all that inflammation like gets in the lymph nodes and can become like lymphoma. And so he's like, the vet was like, I think we should treat the inflammation over the crystals. Like, he's an old man. Uh-huh. Like, the chances of him having crystals at this age in his life are a lot less. And
That's good.
So to join the broadcast chorus of wonderful vets, we have a wonderful vet that spent
good
25 minutes on the phone with me this evening, like explaining how he came to his recommendation. And it was Dr. Madden, if you listen to this show, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh,
but enough about me. How about you guys?
Oh, I got a thing.
Ooh,
So I actually announced on this very podcast a while ago that I was going to do a degree in environmental science.
Yes.
That's what I announced.
Yes. Like 2 years ago, you just announced this.
Yeah. And then like one class into it, I was like, I'm not going to do this. But I did keep taking classes. And the class I took before that, my pandemic project class, was just like a class in like leadership because it had to do with my job. And I was like, oh, I'll be home all the time. I'll take this online class. So then once I decided I wasn't actually going to do the environmental science, it was just like, I'm not going to start over.
Right.
I'm not going to start over.
That's fair.
But then I kind of went back to those other classes and finished a graduate certificate program in human resource management. And I finished my last class in March, and then I just got my diploma like on, I think it was Saturday. So that felt pretty good.
Woo.
Yeah.
That's done.
Woo-hoo. Add it to the CV. Add it to the CV.
What?
Yeah. What? It is already, it's actually been there for a while with like the anticipated date.
Yeah.
But now I can just take off the anticipation.
What's the grand total of higher education degrees and certificates at this point? What is the running tally?
I have one bachelor's degree, two master's degrees, and one graduate certificate. Which the graduate certificate, like, it sounds fancy. It was only like five or six classes. It's like graduate level classes, but it's not that many.
Yeah. You know.
But hey,
like three more things than I have. So this is
same.
It's pretty great.
It's cool. It's done. Got the paper.
Got that paper.
Add it next to the other ones.
I need to frame. I actually have not framed any of my degrees. That's like next up.
I don't have mine framed either. That is crazy. But when you come here, if you have a house, you can put them up in a room or an office.
Exactly. In an office. Yes. Like where a dedicated belong. Office. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes, indeed.
Oh, I've also started bringing stuff home from work. I went through all of my paperwork, which I thought was going to take forever, but it was okay. And, like, shredded everything I needed to shred and, like, recycled everything that I didn't need to shred but didn't need to keep. And then gave back, like, you know, a bunch of my extra, like, office supplies. And then brought back, like, basically, like, all the books that are mine. And I just have, like, a couple, like, knickknacks and some other, like, personal items, like photos and stuff that I need to start bringing back. But it's in 2 months.
But it's happening. Yeah. It's all happening.
It's all happening.
My goodness.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah. At first, Frank was like, you shouldn't bring, like, all of, you know, the like, personal items. Like, it'll be so empty. Well, but yeah, but, like, I think I'm okay with that at this point. Like, then it's a daily reminder that I'm out of here pretty soon.
Yeah. So does everyone at work, like, know you're leaving?
Yes. Yes. I announced it to my department a couple weeks ago. And so now, like, the secret is out.
Wow.
Some people had already started. Some, like, other people sort of knew some people. And then some people kind of knew but didn't know the details. So I was like, okay, I need to tell my department before they find this out through the grapevine. And now it's public knowledge. So, yeah, which feels good, too.
Yeah. The truth shall set you free.
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's so exciting, though. All of your news is exciting. I don't really have anything. Which is good. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I guess I'll be excited for other people. Britney Spears is pregnant.
So I saw.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
That's great. I mean, she's wanted this for a really long time.
I know.
Did not have, like, bodily autonomy, so.
But, like, good on her. Great. It happened fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what did she get? It was, like, October, November, December, something like that.
It was not that long ago. No. Yeah.
That was, like, her first thing on her list. Remove IUD. Check. Get married. Check.
Oh, that's so wonderful news.
I know. I was very excited. I was like, oh, wow. And then Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck got engaged again. I was like, oh, my God. It is really like 2000.
They're still together?
They're back together.
I mean, still like back together.
Uh-huh.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Is it the same ring?
No.
Did they take the same diamond and just like recut it?
Oh, so I wish. Like... I love that diamond. It was so pretty, that ring. No, it's a green. It's like a green diamond, not an emerald, like an actual green diamond, because green is her favorite color. It's her lucky color. She wrote this whole like Instagram post thingy on it that all good things happen to her associated with the color green. So she thought that the universe was like making green her color. So he got her a green ring. It's a green diamond. It's a rock. It's a huge rock. It's like, look at, like, you know, the little green phone icon or message icon on your phone. It's, like, that big. It's huge. But a prettier color.
I'm going to look it up.
Wow. Yeah.
It's on the Instas?
It's on – just Google J-Lo engagement ring, green engagement ring.
That's true. You know, why am I looking it up on my phone when I am sitting here?
Good giant – yeah. Yeah. It's pretty. It's not my – it's not a ring that I think I would go with, but, you know, she likes the color. They have the money.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's very bright.
It's very bright.
It's like peridot green.
Yeah, but apparently it is a green diamond, which is super rare.
The rarity of a green diamond cannot be overstated.
Yeah.
So says People Magazine.
I'm on People too.
I just want to see the picture. I don't want a video. I just want to see the picture.
If you go down midway through.
There it is. Ooh.
Right? It's
also
huge.
Not a very good quality.
No.
Yeah, it's not a very good quality picture.
I don't think there are any better quality pictures of it.
I don't like it.
It's big. Like, really big. The end. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny when
you
think.
I don't think I like it.
like, it's not my, like I said, it's not my thing, but I like her, like, you know, story behind green and, like, the significance. I'm never going to begrudge someone their universe's significance, even if it's not, like, you know, something I would wear. But it is
kind of... I just hope it's not dirty, you know?
Yeah, I would respect it more if it was a lab-made diamond, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, it's her lucky color. But it's weird when you think about how, like, a year ago, she was engaged to, what's-his-face, A-Rod.
Mm. Oh, shit.
I don't know if it was a year ago. It was definitely 2 years ago, though. So, power to you. May your sixth engagement be your best one.
Yeah, maybe. May this be the one that sticks.
Well, I mean, with your lucky color, how can it not?
Seriously, yeah, right?
That's fair.
I want to wish a happy Easter to everybody out there that celebrates Easter.
Oh, yes.
I believe as this episode comes out, it is Good Friday. So, yeah.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Oh, man, this was the always the most insane week growing up. So much church.
So much church. So much church. That's very true. It's Holy Week, baby.
Well, that's true. I guess we did go to church a fair amount.
Oh, my God. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Fridays.
Yep. Yep. Thank Easter. God no Saturday.
You went on Wednesday? What's on Wednesday?
I don't remember which one Wednesday is, but no, Thursday is the one where you get your feet washed.
I was going to say Ash Wednesday, but that's not. But there's all the Wednesdays leading up, no?
Yeah.
Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Easter. What is the last Wednesday?
It's Holy Thursday. Yeah, I know that. And I know that they do the feet washing because my parents arranged for us to have it done 1 year.
Mm. Oh. We also called it Monday, Thursday. Maybe that's like a Protestant thing.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
And we used to have like a potluck at church. Ah. Our church was big on potlucks.
Ours was definitely big on confession.
In the basement?
We had a hall. We had a hall off the like meeting.
Yeah.
Like where you'd have service. Mm. We had like a hall that had like a stage. And it was a very big church. They had like a kitchen. It's very big. I mean, it still is big. It still exists. The building is still there.
Wow.
I just don't go anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Zachary makes his first Holy Communion in a month. So that's crazy.
That's insane to me.
I have to. He's going to be so happy to not have to go to religion class anymore. Every other week. I was like, Zachary, you go 2 hours a month. I used to have to go every single week for an hour. And then I had to go to church every single week for an hour. So do not complain to me with your 2 hours
like
a whole month.
Confirmation class.
What?
It's like confirmation class.
Yeah.
You're like a teenager, when you're like a kid, that's a lot to ask.
Yeah, I know.
My confirmation classes were 2 hours long. And the first year, like, so my seventh grade year, there were, I think, three or four kids in the year above me. So, you know, there was like a small group of us. But then my eighth grade year, I was the only one. So it was 2 hours one-on-one with the pastor. Every Saturday.
God.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot.
It's real rough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, that is rough.
Not to mention that, like, in my seventh grade year, I still believed in God. And by the time I got to eighth grade, I did not. So it was like, well, this is extra, kind of extra torture. So don't even want to be here anymore.
Yeah. But, well, was it like a space where you could, like, converse and like have conversations about it, or you just had to like sit there and listen
and answers questions and stuff? And I was a good student, so like, you know, you can ask me questions about the Bible, I will tell you the answers, cite you the passages, but like, doesn't mean that's how I wanted to spend my Saturdays.
Fair enough. Tuesday. Mondays or Tuesdays, I think it was Tuesdays. I mean, dance class Monday, religion Tuesdays. Wednesday, I can't remember what was on Wednesdays. Thursdays was violin lessons, and Fridays were free, I think. I don't know. I probably had something.
Man,
on Fridays.
You were pretty well. Yeah.
That's why I'm so
scheduled.
Oh my God. I used to have something every single day. I mean, every single day. It's why I think after I graduated college, I just stopped doing things for a little while because I was like, I am tired. I am burnt out. I don't want to do things. I just want to, like, sit at home after work and drink.
fair.
It's fair.
I'm very tired. But I think it's why I can't, like, sometimes I have trouble sitting still and I have to, like, occupy my free time now to an extent. But I do things that I want to do. Although sometimes I do miss doing things. I forget what I was – oh, I went to the AKT dance studio. It's like a newer – I don't know if it's newer or not, but it's newer here. It's like a dance chain thing that are like workouts or whatever. So like you learn the choreography. It's not like Zumba, but it's like you learn the choreography of a dance and they intersperse it with, like, you use bands and steps and, like, it is super fun. So I did that this week, this Sunday, because it was Broadway class. So it was all, like, Broadway songs. It was super fun. And while I was doing that, and it wasn't like a Broadway routine, so to speak, because you're still jumping up and down and like moving.
It wasn't like.
Yeah, and like the ham. Like
jazz squares and time steps.
No, it wasn't. I was hoping it was, but it wasn't. There wasn't a bell to be had, although we did have to jump up on top of these like boxes that acted as like steps, but also like your equipment was under them. And thank God I was holding on to the bands from the ceiling, because one of the times I jumped on it, I just did it with the balls of my feet, like my whole feet missed it and it pushed it forward and I went falling my butt and the thing went flying forward. Nobody stopped and looked, thank God.
The show must go on. They're all good theater kids.
Oh my God.
Just keep tapping. You do your thing.
Yeah, but it was really fun. Like,
theater
it was like.
Kill. Don't look. Don't look.
Exactly. Oh my God, though. I was so embarrassed. And then when I realized that no one, at least, like, I'm sure there are people like that were laughing internally, like, look at that dumbass. Because I would have been like, look at that dumbass. But when I got there, right before it started, the girl next to me farted, and I was like, oh, I'm with my people. I was like, oh, thank God. She broke the seal, and the music's not even on.
Your people are known to be a gassy brood.
Like, it's 10 a.m. on a Sunday. Let's go. So she could not laugh at me. But it was fun. Like, the music was anything from, like, One Song Glory to nice. Don't Rain on My Parade to the, they played while we were, so she did a couple of faster songs, and then, like, there'd be one song that slowed down, and she would, like, have us pick up the weights, the free weights, and, like, you know, do, like, free weight stuff. Mm. And we did Satisfied was one of those from Hamilton. Yes. But then the Hamilton mixtape came on for, like, faster stuff, and it was fun. But I was thinking, I was like, I kind of miss doing, like, community theater, like, just the camaraderie of that. And then I was like, but it's still something that would occupy my time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's the only exciting thing that happened to me this week, and I fell on my butt, but I didn't get hurt whatsoever, not even a sting, because I had the bands, and I just held on to them for dear life. I was like, upper body strength, don't fail me now!
You worked out your full body.
I did.
Yep. You did it.
Oh my God.
And you didn't even fart.
I didn't. I was like, ah, a glass where I'm not the farter. or actively holding one in so I'm not getting the most of what I could out of this glass. okay, before we move on, announcements. Next week we'll be live for the Hangout level patrons, so stay tuned for a email with a link about that. If you are at the Hangout level, and then what is next week? Okay, and then we put up a poll in the Facebook group to gauge what people were interested in hearing for the topic for the show we'll record on May 3rd. The top two were Yellow Jackets and the trio of teenage girl coming of age movies of 10 Things I Hate About You, Clueless, and Can't Hardly Wait. So those were the top two, and we looked at our schedules and whatnot, And what we decided to do is on May 3rd, we're going to record Yellow Jackets, which is on Showtime. If you don't have a subscription, none of us do. So we're all going to do the free trial. Hopefully you can join us with the free trial and let us know your feedback. I'm super excited about talking about this show, watching and talking about it and having the excuse to do that. So yay. And then on June 1st, it's a Wednesday, we're going to be recording the trio of movies. And that will come out the following, what did I say that was? June 10th. Yes, June 10th. And that'll come out on June 10th. And that's because Shandy will not be able to record on the 7th. So we will record that a little bit early and still have that out on time for you. So those will be the next two. And then what did we say? July was going to be When the Crawdad Sings. The it book
August.
August. Shoot. Did we do July yet?
Because then we're doing the
Right? Yes. Weren't we doing Russian Doll somewhere in there?
Oh yeah, I forgot about Russian Doll. Shoot.
Well, what was the other one?
It was Russian Doll and The Flight Attendant, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, well stay tuned. We're definitely doing Yellow Jackets in May.
The rest to come later.
To come. Darn it, I totally forgot about that. And the reason we picked Yellow Jackets instead of the 10 Things, the movie trio, is because we thought that Yellow Jackets was more time, like it was, what's the right word?
Timely.
Timely.
It's out now.
It's out now. Timely. You know what we should also consider is Upload and Severance, because aren't those of the same ilk as well? Because Upload is about the digital afterlife, and didn't we just Severance might be about that?
Oh, right.
Yes. I think we had kind of a half-baked discussion, but it would be nice to fully bake that discussion. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, maybe we could also just
put it in the oven. Set it to prove. Let's do it.
We can also just talk about those on a regular episode as well. Because I've finished Upload, but I have not started Severance yet, and I hear fantastic things about that as well. There are 9 episodes.
I still haven't finished Inventing Anna yet, so.
Yeah, we've got priorities. All right.
Again, I explained it. Things are busy, but God, that show is good. I wish I had more time to devote to it. It's been a while since it's been like, oh, I gotta watch the next episode, but I can't.
How many episodes have you seen?
6. How many are there total?
9.
I want to say 8, 9.
Okay. I think there's 9.
So I'm a little past halfway.
Okay. Severance is about the employee of some company that agrees to the severance program in which his non-work memories are separated from his work memories. That's why I thought that it was in the same vein as Afterlife, because it deals with mind things and technology.
Makes sense.
But as of now, Yellow Jackets, here there's a lot to discuss, so start to get your feedback in. Please clearly label it as Yellow Jackets, and we won't spoil ourselves until we've finished watching the series.
Oh, so, right.
Yay! Okay. Let's stop and take a quick break here, because then we can just go straight through. How about that?
Sounds good.
Great.
All right, we are back, and we are ready to get into feedback. We've got a whole lot of feedback coming at you of all different shapes and sizes. The first bit is going to double as our little middle section of the show. Thank you, Greg, for sending this to us. This is an Amazon link to a book called Ladies First by one Liberty Adams. It's the MAGA Hat Romance book.
One.
Oh, God.
Yes, number one. Because I think there's a second one. And the second one, I don't know, is called Justice for Mary Beth, maybe?
Oh, God.
Anyway, for anybody that would like to know, this book has 112 ratings, 1.5 stars, and the description is, I have to say, this may be more exciting than the description to the Rush Limbaugh book. When When Patriot Mike rescues feminist Ricky from a post-Trump rally riot, the clash of opposites sets off sparks between them. But the gentleman giant refuses to leave the side of the spunky half-pint until he and his pickup truck deliver her home safe and sound. Ricky attends the rally to scoop the racism out of the Trump crowd in a blog post. But she's forced to spin a false narrative when her mistaken assumptions fail to materialize. There were no racists, guys.
Zero racists.
Should that be two sentences?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm not good with grammar, but that seems like a weird place to put a period and then a capital B for but.
Well, you know.
Just saying.
When Ricky's lies get Mike doxed and his construction worksite becomes a target of anti-fascist thugs. So Antifa?
Don't you just hate those people who are against fascism?
I know, I hate them.
Oh man, the worst.
His righteous anger forces her to reckon with the truth. Ricky wants to fix the damage and regain Mike's trust, but that means facing the wrath of the liberal mobs. Will Ricky find the courage to leave the left for a lifetime of old-fashioned true love?
Oh my god, I can't. I cannot.
So the good news, it's free on Kindle Unlimited and only $3.99 okay. on paperback. But don't, okay, let's just break this down, okay? A, her name is Ricky because she's a feminist, so of course she's going to have a gender-neutral name.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I ain't never met a feminist named like Rachel.
I was actually going to say that her name is Ricky because this is written by a far right wing person. And very often, like more often on the right than on the left, are girls given names that are a little bit.
That's
like,
a fantastic point.
Yeah.
Also, isn't Liberty the name of Meghan McCain's daughter? Is this Meghan sure McCain ghostwriting?
Oh my god, I hope so.
Because she would be the basic bitch that used her daughter's name as her pseudonym.
Well, as some of the reviewers pointed out, this is probably actually an incel posing as a woman.
Really?
That's one of the theories in some of the comments.
Okay, is that also why the book cover image has two incredibly hot people when we all know that's not what the stereotypical person attending a MAGA rally looks like?
Mm-hmm. Also, I thought that liberal, like, women were supposed to be ugly. What is this blonde-haired libtard?
Okay, it was
conventionally beautiful.
That's why she's worth saving.
That's why she's worth saving, because she looks like a Fox News person, but because she's a feminist, she has short hair. And by short hair, I mean, you know, it's like just below her chin. Just above the shoulders.
A fashionable bob.
A fashionable bob. Because she's a city girl.
A lob, perhaps.
A lob! That guy does, though, from the side, doesn't he look like a attractive version of Pete Davidson? That's all I can see.
Well, apparently, according to half of Hollywood, Pete Davidson is attractive.
He's got that BDE. I'll give that to him. He does. I, you know, and maybe just that BD. I, you know, nobody's talking. Thank God. I kind of felt bad when Kim Kardashian made that post thanking him for running errands with her. And I was like, wow, you are so out of touch with reality that somebody running errands with you is like a big deal. Like, I feel kind of sad for you. And I'm like, has she ever run an errand before in her life? Maybe not. Maybe that's why it was such a big deal. It's like, what is this thing you people call grocery shopping? Anyway. What we're all really here for is the reviews. Shandy, you, I think, looked through this more than we have. Do you have a favorite one?
I mean, they're all pretty fucking good. like, I mean, you start at the beginning, okay? This first one from Mark O'Dell says, "Without an Audible edition, this novel is doomed to fail. Frankly, the target audience for this work is far more comfortable burning books than reading them."
Oh, burning books after they bought them.
You've got your classic, I've pooped better stories. My shampoo bottle contains better literature.
Oh yeah, that old yep. standby of a classic comment.
let's see what else.
Even the one above it, as a feminist who's against fascism, violence, sexual predators, and racism, I was afraid the writer wouldn't get me. Nope, she really nailed my personality. Violent thuggery, disgust of men, especially those kind, respectable, gentlemanly type. And above all, the pure, unadulterated hatred for the color red.
There's this person gave a 2-star review, which is pretty high.
Oh, that's high praise for this book. It.
And it's reviewed in Canada. So this is coming from a Canadian, probably in Alberta. He says, heavy handed, or she, I don't know, Andy. Could be either. Not a bad romance, but poorly written and way too heavy handed with the politics. But most of all, the definition of hypocrisy. This book is about Ricky realizing that conservatives aren't as they're stereotyped, yet the left is stereotyped beyond belief. If you want to paint conservatives as open-minded and welcoming, you shouldn't participate in the same thought process you assign to the left in this book. The writing has potential, but I'd recommend doing some genuine research about liberal beliefs in order to make the political parts more believable.
Trying to be fair.
Yeah.
I have to say, that is pretty fair.
Yeah. It's a nice,
I do wish that there would be research put into what liberals believe. Because, I also hate that when, like, I see, like, Facebook posts, which is all over my feed, like, the liberals want to do this and the liberals hate that. And it's just like, have you ever talked to a liberal? Because most of them aren't going around being like, here's your 2-for at the abortion clinic. Like, that's not a thing. You don't get a punch card, like, similar, despite what they might think. Whatever. All right, anything else? Let's see. There are so many. Oh, because you went down to top reviews from other countries, Shandy.
Oh, is that what I did?
Yes.
It popped up for me.
Interesting.
Maybe I did the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah, because if you go far enough down, it's... let's see.
Oh, there's the top positive review.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please.
Okay. It's called Mike's Truck, The Suspense is Killing Me.
Sounds like a
terrible
point.
From her first sentence, a red blue greeted Ricky. Oh, a red blur. Sorry. Let me start over. I'll do it again. From her first sentence, a red blur greeted Ricky from inside the rapid transit trolley car as it whizzed past and came to a stop. To her last, still going, still one sentence. My girl's hungry and I don't want her to wait. Author Liberty Adams has written a book. The story of a feminist gender study student and manly Hulk meeting cute during the violent aftermath of a Trump rally is told in words, sentences, paragraphs, and chapters. Mike's quest to take Ricky to his truck had me on the edge of my seat. What brand? Ford? Chevy? GMC? Is it new or vintage? Is it pristine or battle scarred? What color does an alpha male like Mike wrap himself in? Four-wheel drive or standard? 2 seats or 4? Finally, in chapter 8, we learn that Mike's truck is nice. I look forward to finding out more about Mike's truck in the inevitable sequel. Be advised, this MAGA romance novel is not a bodice ripper, having laces, hooks, or a zipper. Adams cleverly avoids ripping one. At a low Kindle price of free, this book is a steal.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
That was trolling it, right? Like, clearly.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Okay.
Because words, sentences, and paragraphs.
When I saw the name of it, I was like, oh my God, please don't be my uncle. Please don't be my uncle.
Well, I sorted it by most recent and happened upon a review that I think is very broadcast worthy because it is titled, Ben Shapiro, Is That You?
Okay, wait. Before you start that, though, I have one more comment about that review. about Mike's truck, which we really need a shirt or a keychain at the very least that says words and sentences and paragraphs and chapters, but you know, like the way.
Yes! Right? Like words and sentences. Yes. Oh my God, I love it.
Jacob, get on it.
Get on it. And Mike's truck.
And Mike's truck. Yes. Oh, perfect.
Okay. Sorry. I'm going to write that down. All right. I'm so very excited to hear about this Ben Shapiro review.
So, Ben Shapiro, is that you? Mr. Shapiro has stated that his wife never gets wet, and he believes anyone who does so has a medical problem. This seems perfect for women trying to stay bone dry in their lady bits.
Oh, my God. if you look down at Liberty Adams's avatar, I mean, clearly it's a pseudonym for somebody that is, yeah, maybe a man. Okay, here's another 5-star that's also very clearly a troll job by Colt Luger. Second most important book ever written. This book should be read by every single American. Actually, scratch that. This book should be mandatory reading for every man, woman, and child that walks the face of God's green earth. Speaking of God, this book is truly more important than the Bible. The only book that is a greater gift to humanity, of course, is Art of the Deal.
Obviously.
I can't wait for the movie, which should be directed by Michael Bay. Oh my God. All right. Any last takers? Otherwise, thank you for sending that, Greg. I super appreciate it.
So good.
Yeah, I think
I did just want to mention that if you scroll down on the Amazon page, mm-hmm. you will be informed that customers who bought this item also bought a book by Carlton Mellick III called The Haunted Vagina.
With some really sweet key art, or cover art, rather.
Yeah, Amanda really likes this cover art.
It's, you know, it says a lot.
It speaks
to you. There's a lot going on, for sure. Yeah.
And how much does that book cost, Shandy?
$6.66.
Ooh. The demon vagina.
Lots of bones behind her.
Ooh. Oh my God. Oh, so I see what they did there.
They're all staring at her butt too. If you look at the eye line of all those skeletons.
Yeah, the creepy skeletons.
That is artwork that would be sold in like a very specific aisle section of Comic-Con. Just saying.
I have never been to Comic-Con, but I can believe that. Nor I.
Anyway, everybody on here has Google and I'm sure access to Amazon. Check it out, The Haunted Vagina. And more importantly...
Broadcast book club. Oh my God.
Right.
Oh my God. And then check out Ladies First. Like, you know, as that last review said, it's free $3.99 on the Kindle app. And then let us know if the sequel, Justice for Mary Beth, is worth reading.
Yeah.
You know, guys, forget it. We shouldn't do Yellow Jacket on May 3rd. We just need to drop everything, buy these books for a grand total of $9. The paperback versions.
Obviously.
Add it to the Broadcast Book Club. Just kidding. If anybody is interested in what Justice for Mary Beth is about, sure, I'll tell you. Okay. So it is a real estate developer and Trump volunteer on the verge of making her dreams come true, a meeting with President Trump, and fingers crossed, a career with the Trump Organization. Honey, I'm looking at your picture now. Sort of looks like Hope Hicks, but also sort of doesn't. Not blonde enough to work for the Trump Organization. getting yet. The meeting and the job are hers if she can just snag one last voter on her list and get him to answer four little questions. Alone in his mountain lair, Justice K. Journey. I think Justice is his name, not that he's like an actual member of a Supreme Court somewhere. Justice K. Journey has no patience for the trespassing female who pesters him about his land and his politics. This truly sounds like the beginning of a porno.
Did they really say the trespassing female?
Yeah, trespassing female who pesters him about his land and his politics. He won't answer her questions, and most of all, Justice Hollow isn't for sale. His great-granddaddy Justice swung from a rope after stealing control of Wagon Valley's entire water supply. Justice and his father worked hard to make good on the first Justice Journey's debt. Justice K, not Justice Senior, won't give up his heritage or the rights to the water that gushes from the spring above his house. But what the fuck does that have to do with her and getting her Trump job? I'm so confused. Also, don't care.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so somebody read them and let us know, please. But do the free one, because if you pay money, you're just making Liberty think that she owes it. Although, yeah, it's either Ben Shapiro, one of those dudes, or my money is still on Meghan McCain needed something to do when she quit The View. I mean, she's just sitting around. She doesn't have anyone to do her hair all crazy.
She's bored.
She bored. Girl bored.
She bored.
All right, let's move into the main feedback. First bit of feedback is from Randy. He said, I watched My So-Called Life when it originally aired. I was disappointed when it didn't return for a second season. Me too, Randy.
Amen.
Yep.
Agat says, I just heard Shandy's very sad news that you won't be here for the meetup. Please send Franck to represent the L'Empereurs.
He'll be in France,
yeah.
All right. I know, next year.
Before we get into the match, which she said, we actually have a TikTok version of Am I the Asshole from Martha. Take it away, Martha. I mean, no, take it away, TikTok. And this is called Hijacked Mother-in-Law's Cookie Recipe.
Am I the asshole? My husband's mom makes these amazing cookie bars. She makes them for holidays and family gatherings, and people always request that she brings them. I asked her for the recipe once, and she laughed and said, no, it's hers, and she doesn't give it to anyone. I dropped it and never asked again. Recently, I've been baking a lot. It's been fun in my downtime. I decided to recreate the cookie bars my mother-in-law makes. After tweaking about 5 recipes, I finally nailed it. Then I decided to make it my own and improve it to my taste. I used higher quality chocolate, vanilla bean paste instead of extract, and a pinch of fine sea salt. The results were over the top delicious. My husband declared that they are better than his mom's and finished the pan in 2 days. He was FaceTiming his mom on Saturday eating one, and she asked what he had. He said one of her cookie bars and that I'd made the recipe even better. She lost it and started yelling about how awful I am for making her cookies and that I had no right. She isn't speaking to me or her son, but if you want this recipe, get this to 50 shares.
So is she the asshole, everybody? Those cookies, though, looked amazing. They looked super delicious on the TikTok. It made me want to go out. Basically, it was like brownies with like Hershey bars and stuff mixed in. It looked awesome.
Ooh.
I mean, that's how cooking works.
Yeah.
So.
No, I don't. I don't think she's the asshole. I just think that the husband should have probably kept his mouth shut.
Yes. Yeah.
He could have said that differently.
Exactly. Yes. It's not like she was like berating them to family gatherings. She was just like, you didn't give me the recipe, so I figured it out myself.
Exactly.
For my own enjoyment within my own home.
Yeah. And then put my own twist on it.
Yeah. Sea salt is delicious.
Makes everything better.
So. Oh, sea salt. Yeah. Gotta have that so finishing good. Salt.
So no, I don't think she's the asshole. I think that she's the hero in her own story.
Yes.
Well, legally, like if you're making a cookbook, so long as you change a recipe, like 2/3 of the recipe is a new recipe.
It technically is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't she? Fine.
Yeah, there you go. I had read this one like weeks ago, and I feel like this one actually is something that I finally found one that we could probably be somewhat like on the fence about. You ready?
Okay.
All right, buckle in. It has a little bit of setup. It has more setup than I would have hoped, but since I've read it before, maybe I can condense it. Am I the asshole for making a joke about my brother's affair at his wedding? It doesn't say if this is a man or a woman. To me, I thought it was a man, and then at some point I thought it was a woman, and then by the end I thought it was a man again, so I'm not really sure. Anyway, here we go. When I was in elementary school, I was the type of kid who got disrupts class often on their report card, so I never focused much on school. My district had this system where they would pair high schoolers with younger kids to help them with school, etc., and my mom made me do that after I kept getting in trouble. So my tutor was a freshman, Abby, who would come to our house after school to help me with my homework or something. I barely remember. My brother, John, was the same age as Abby, so they would talk to each other and ended up dating. She stopped tutoring me officially after like a month, but since she was at our house a lot, I also talked to Abby a lot and we were close as well. Fast forward 10 years. Abby and John got married and had a kid together. 5 years later, John tells me he's getting a divorce because he's met someone new. It sucked because I liked John and Abby together a lot, but whatever. Then he tells me he had an affair with his new girlfriend. Also sucks, and I told him he shouldn't have hurt Abby like that, but whatever. I also asked Abby how she was doing, and she wasn't doing well, but she told me she didn't want to be the reason that I had a bad relationship with my brother. However, 2 months before the wedding, Abby calls me and tells me that my brother's girlfriend has been harassing her nonstop. She showed me the text, and his girlfriend was saying some pretty disturbing things about how she's so much better than Abby, taunting Abby for having to share custody of her kids now, etc., just making fun of her and bullying her. I told my brother about this, and he said he would ask his girlfriend about it. A month later, I asked him if he ever brought it up, and he said he did, but saw nothing wrong with the text, which pissed me off. I confirmed he saw the same text that I saw. Abby apologized for involving me in the whole thing in the first place and encouraged me to still go to the wedding where my brother asked me to make a speech. The speech went well until I made a joke. The gist of the joke was me turning to his new wife and telling her that if she's learned anything from this, she should know that my brother will never let his wife stop him from finding the love of his life.
Solid joke, though.
All right. This got my brother
good
in
joke. This got funny.
Never let his wife stop him from finding the love of his life. He's got my brother and his new wife really mad. They kicked me out shortly after, and my brother has been calling, texting, and texting me nonstop to yell at me. TLDR, made a joke about my brother's affair.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's a little below the belt.
It is a little below the belt.
But a solid burn.
So solid. I think what makes it even more solid is that it happened as their wedding speech, as a toast at
the wedding. Right, yeah. I mean, I was going to say, like, I think that's the part that makes it seem like, yeah, maybe he is the asshole, even though it was a great joke, and it sounds like this person that his brother's marrying is a terrible person. Mm. But, like, that doesn't mean that, like, right. The rest of the wedding party knows about the affair or needs to know about the affair. But yeah. She also does seem horrible. But it was their wedding.
Yeah. Right?
Just going
that's
in
like
circles.
A burn it down moment. That, like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're ready to, like, just...
Yeah.
Torch it to the ground, like you don't.
Pretty much.
So the relationship isn't worth salvaging for you.
Exactly, and like the gist of the comments are basically: is the OP technically an asshole? Yes. Am I on the OP side? Absolutely. Team asshole.
Oh man!
Wow.
And then somebody said, I guess maybe it is a man. Another comment was, he set the bar so high now, he has to find a way to top that before his brother's next wedding.
Well.
Damn. So yes, that's why I thought that, you know, this would be more one of those like shades of gray kind of am I the asshole? Like, yes, but no. But yes.
But no. At this.
Yes, but so is my
wife. So. It's a little column A and B.
The brother backed up the new wife.
I know. The mother of his child.
How does the new wife even have the number of the ex-wife? Like,
Probably got it. She probably either got it from the phone, from the husband's phone, or if they have to do like mediation, or they need to like participate in things.
But like, why should she be involved in that anyway?
Like, but if in the context, there's like a kid involved, so it's just like the logistics of like passing the kid. Like pickups and drop offs and stuff. It's probably.
I guess, but I just like, I don't know.
If there was another woman with.
Deal with that?
If there was another woman with Zach or Alex, I would sure as shit want to exchange numbers. God forbid anything happened.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, she's proving though why she shouldn't have it, because that's not nice.
It's not what it's for.
It's not what it's for.
All right. I guess it is time for the Matt's What She Said, and then we've got to play catch up on Andy's virginity, and then we are ready to rock and roll.
All right. I just finished it yesterday.
Just finished it for next week.
We'll talk about it when you're done.
I could feel her as me.
Ooh, creepy.
I wanted this to be just a little thing, and now it feels like a very not little thing.
Oh, we went on that ride together.
Hold our comments until the end.
I thought about doing that too while I was watching.
It's a huge thing down here.
I took it in 2013 and I took it in April 2014. Once a year.
Get it, girl.
You watch them fill it out.
We've gone on for too long this week.
We got a bunch of built up.
Not so sexy, that.
No. Well, I guess, I don't know. There's definitely a hump video for that.
You suppose. There's a hump video for everything.
It's like rule 35, rule 34, whatever it is. I can never get it right. All right. We have three Andy updates that we need to catch everybody up on. So we decided that we are going to read each one of us. Each broad is going to take an update.
All right. I'll take the first.
Okay.
Andy writes in 2 weeks ago, this week in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Well, there's some good news. We're expecting a new coworker in about a month. Granted, this means still 4 weeks of me continuing to do most of the work while that to-do pile grows, but there is some hope. I just hope my coworker doesn't scare them off. It's always a little weird coming into an established dynamic, even more so when it isn't a great dynamic like I have with my coworker. We'll find out soon enough. Anyway, not much else to report this week. I don't even have a good dream to recount. For real, I woke up before anything happened. But knowing there's someone coming in for that position has me feeling a little better over my situation. Huh, that's what she said. Maybe this will be the first step towards me moving on to the next phase of my life, or at least the next job. Hashtag I'm with hers.
All right, I'm up. Email number two from last week. Hey, broads, he quit. The last couple of weeks have been a bit of a journey. 2 weeks ago, I'm assuming it's Colin, sent an email that he put in his 2 week notice and his last day would be today. Fortunately, I was able to restrain myself from doing a victory dance like I scored the game winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. Knowing the end was near, I was ready to give him a lot of leeway since my time with his nonsense was drawing to a close. I guess you could call it senioritis of sorts. Anyway, I had planned for a 4-day weekend because I had family visiting, starting the day after he broke this news. I got back last Tuesday and I was ready to prepare for a final week of whatever he was going to do. What I did not expect was that he moved up his last day to last Tuesday, and he's been gone ever since. I also restrained myself from pulling on a rope, which would release a large quantity of balloons and fire. Oh, and fire off a few confetti cannons while Celebration by Kool and the Gang blasts on the stereo. I mean, I probably should save that for when I have sex. That's when you have to Age of Aquarius, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
His last day lacks a real good story. He didn't have some meltdown and get escorted out of the building by the police. Instead, he sneaks out before my first break 2 hours into the workday and says nothing. A true worthless hump to the very end. Hump or clump? Or chump, but hump. Hump is much better.
Hump is more appropriate.
Also what she said. Mm-hmm.
He claims he found another job. May God have mercy on their souls. But really, I think he finally realized that he can't keep white knuckling here in hopes that he'll get any better. Now that he's gone, I do hope he can find a job that would be a better fit for whatever his deal is, because life is going to be really hard when the only thing he can do is promptly complain about work. No news on the other front, but obviously it's been a big couple of weeks around here. I should be getting another person in a few weeks, but for now, I'm just enjoying the lack of company. I'm with hers and not that guy ever again, Andy.
And, dear listeners, you may have realized that we just read those in backwards order. That's also what she said. Had a little reversed email going on there.
Yeah,
a prequel situation, yes. Maybe?
Yeah.
That is my fault.
That's all right. We got the sequel and then the prequel.
But the third act is truly the third act.
It's called non-linear storytelling, folks. Get with it.
It's, the reverse cowgirl of emails, or if you will.
Exactly.
No, that's definitely not it. But anyway.
Anyway. And on to the stunning conclusion.
The stunning conclusion of the trilogy that you've just heard out of order.
All right. And now for the stunning conclusion. Hey, broads. I didn't do anything, right? You just had two jam-packed shows in a row, which we did.
Yeah!
We can always trust that you'll love us regardless of how
we're sorry,
full
baby.
Our shows are.
We didn't mean it.
We didn't mean it. We're sorry. But isn't this more fun that we're catching up out of order now?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It does. It really adds a whole nother level to this. Mm-hmm. Plus, we recorded for an hour and 58 minutes last week, and I was just like, oh, shit, we don't have time for anything.
Yeah, these are like Andy emails, but make it Christopher Nolan.
I got the reference.
Words and sentences and paragraphs and chapters in Mike's truck. The longest episode title ever. And Andy's emails.
Okay. Oh, all right. Let's land this plane. Okay. Anyway, this will be quick. That's what I'll say. I mean, someone has to at this point.
That is not what we said last week. No.
Because there isn't much to report since Colin left to be someone else's problem. I mean, got a new job.
Did he get a new job, though? Like, have we had that confirmed that...
We haven't seen it on
has a new the screen,
so it's a little bit of speculation, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a quote unquote got a new job.
Yeah, it is unverified information.
Okay, just check it.
All right. I've been working in the department on my own for the past 2 weeks, which is something I've done from time to time, especially since the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. It is still pretty tiring, but I believe the first replacement starts on Monday. Yay! And he is someone who already works for the company. Well, that sounds very promising. We've interacted a little bit here and there, and he seems like a good guy, so I'm going to be optimistic about this one. I am too. Anyway, we don't need a long response this week, so I'll close with wishing Eden a very happy first birthday.
Yay!
Thank you, Andy. I remember Colleen telling me the good news like it was yesterday, or maybe it was 5 years from now. Time is still pretty wonky as we get into April.
And as we read these emails.
Yeah, seriously, we're just adding to that theme. Hashtag, I'm with hers, Andy.
Oh, that was fun.
That was real fun.
Sorry for the misordering, but I actually kind of love that that happened.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe we'll do this from time to time. We'll let them kind of build up and we'll just play like Andy email roulette.
Oh my God. Guess what order
we'll just see what order they were meant to maybe go in after we read them.
Oh my God. Yeah, we'll let them build up and then we will, next time we do a Zoom show, we'll have people guess which ones. What order? Like, you have to guess the correct order of Andy email.
I actually love that idea. I feel like that would be very fun.
But not for poor Andy who writes in.
No, not for poor Andy. But Andy's a good sport. I mean, we've been doing this. We have a relationship at this point, I feel like. I feel like it's, you know, gotta keep it spicy.
Right, exactly.
And change it up.
Change it up. There you go.
Gotta reverse cowgirl it sometimes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, just make sure you don't try to change it up by taking a dance class in which you fall on your butt.
Hey, so long as you're not the one that farted, you're all good. You're only hurting yourself.
That's very true. Again, it didn't even hurt because I literally was like, grab on.
Arms!
You are pink on the trapeze. See?
So then nobody got hurt. So win-win. And Mike's truck.
Hashtag arm day.
Hashtag arm day.
Arm day. All right then. On that note, everybody, thank you for listening. We will see you next week. If you have any feedback, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call, 331-276-2373. Thank you to everybody that left us feedback this week. That was super fun. So live for the patrons. We will be live next week for the patrons, and that is April 19th that we are recording. May 3rd, Yellow Jackets. Get your Showtime free trial running. And your emails in, and stay tuned for everything beyond. And yeah, hashtag Britney Baby Countdown. Anyway, thanks guys, though. This was fun. Have a great weekend and week. Happy Easter. Thank you to the patrons, especially the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Tech from Tokyo, Eckhart Rigner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thanks guys so much. I want to give a big congratulations to Jay, who hit 10,000 subscribers on his Geek Dad Life YouTube channel and started his own Patreon for there. Subscribe to it if you want. All toy things. The end. but it's pretty, the people there are really fun too. And I think that's it. Anybody else have anything? Check out the other shows on the network. Survivor JJC with me and Jack and Jamie Joe, Ramblecast After Dark. I think that's all that's going on now, but Stranger Things is coming back soon.
Yeah, I think they just dropped a trailer.
They
yeah.
did.
Oh, shit.
Then prepare for TV coming back this month, Russian Doll and the Flight Attendant. Super excited about that.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, everybody, again, thanks for listening. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.